identity. Who are you? That's the big question in our world today, isn't it? Who are you? People are always out there trying to find themselves. Well, you know, it's not like they're really lost. They just don't know who they are or what they should do. And this question has become so large, and people have become so desperate to know the answer that they have even resorted to changing their sexual identity, all in a desperate attempt to discover who they are. Well, this identity goes far beyond our sexual identity. It includes your vocational identity, your family identity, it includes your community identity, and yes, my friends, even your religious identity. Who are you? Now, I've heard it said that you can get one of these newfangled contraptions called a computer, and that you can go on something called an internet, and you can have a Facebook page. And on this Facebook page, you can count the number of friends you have. You can tell other people about your relationship status. You can even post pictures of the food you're eating. What's that all about anyway? People are searching for their identity. Who are you? But how is it that we base who we are upon the opinions, the likes, and the dislikes of other people? Who are you? Now, I would tell you it's also important to know the identity of the people around you. Very important to know who they are as well. If you're on the street talking to somebody you don't know, you probably be pretty careful you don't talk about any individual. It might be their brother. Or if you're on the street, you see somebody coming down the block, they're wearing certain clothes, it'll tell you if it's safe to continue, or maybe you should go to the other side of the street. Or if you're in a certain neighborhood and you see somebody coming toward you with certain tattoos, you may have wandered into the wrong territory. You see, knowing who people are around you is a safety issue. And if you make a mistake, it could be costly, even painful. So here we are at our text. And once again, we are in a boat on the Sea of Galilee in the midst of a terrible storm caused by global climate change. By that, I mean controlled by God. And before, the disciples, they are terrified because they're afraid they're going to drown. This time, they are frightened because of the zombie apocalypse. You see, before, they cried out to the guy asleep in the stern of the boat. His name's Jesus. This time, they think the same guy's a ghost. They know his name. They know what he looks like. They know he can do some pretty impressive stuff, but they still do not get it. They do not understand about the loaves. Do you? Who is this guy? Who is in our boat? Yes, we know his name is Jesus, and yeah, we believe that he's the Messiah, and he's certainly done some impressive, amazing things. I mean, he just fed 5,000, but everybody knows only God can control the wind and the waves. Who is this guy? The disciples have just received another wake-up call, and they are astounded, terrified. terrified because they do not know about the loaves. Do you? Knowing the identity of the people around you is very important. And yes, indeed, my friends, it is a safety issue. Unholy man cannot be in the presence of holy God without dying. This is a separation caused by sin, a serious problem. The disciples know it well. And the disciples are thinking, if we are sinners and Jesus is God, 1 + 1 = and they were filled with fear and they cried out to one another, who is this then who controls the wind and the waves? That's a very important question. Who is this in our boat? Now, well, we know the disciples are sinners, and we know that Jesus is God. So how does that work? Well, the Holy One has come from God, but he has come in the flesh to walk our world, to live our lives, to be with us, God with us, so that we might be with God. In his flesh, Jesus Christ takes on the sins of those disciples cowering in the boat. In his flesh, he takes on our sin as we cower in the darkness, wondering who he is and who we are. In his flesh, he takes on the sin of the world desperately seeking an identity. He takes all of that sin of all the people, of all the time. He carries it to the cross and he lays down his life. He overcomes the wind and the waves of sin, death, and Satan. He says, be still, be stopped, and stay stopped. He conquers sin and death and gives forgiveness and life. Forgiveness and life for the disciples in the boat. Forgiveness and life for you and me as we gather together in this boat, the ark of the Church of God. Who is in this boat? His name is Jesus. He is the manna in the wilderness. He is the bread of life. He is the one who provided himself on that mountainside. You see, it really is all about the loaves. He has come to us to rescue and redeem us, and he continues to come to us through word and sacrament, bringing forgiveness, life, and salvation. This bread, is it not my body? And by his coming, he has not only revealed to us who he is, he has also shown us who we are. Because our identity, our being, is completely wrapped up in him. And who he is. And because he is the Son of God, because he is the bread of life, because he is Jesus, because he has died and risen again, we are the children of God. The children of God. We no longer need fear, the wind and the waves of the storm. We no longer need fear the calamity of this or that. We no longer need to fear even hunger itself, for he has provided himself in the loaves. He is with us. And we need no longer worry about our identity because it has been firmly established in Christ Jesus himself. We are his. We belong to Him. And because it is He, Jesus, who dwells in our boat, because it is He who is with us in this boat, one day we will dwell with Him in everlasting life. Well, my friends, this world continues to struggle with identity. His, and therefore their own. And sometimes we fall prey to that same struggle, don't we? We ask the question, where do I fit in? What's my role? What's my purpose? Who am I? Where should I go? What should I do? When will all the answers be revealed to these mysteries? The questions are many. The answer is one. The answer to all of the questions are summed up in these words. Who is in this boat? His name is Jesus. In Him we have our identity and our being. In Him we know who we are and whose we are. In Him we have the bread of life. In Him we have received forgiveness, life, and salvation. Who is in this boat? His name is Jesus.